The U.S. Postmaster General is suspending policies blamed for mail delays until after the November election. That announcement came as Oklahoma's lone Democrat in Congress, Rep. Kendra Horn, gave a news conference Tuesday alongside members of the National Association of Letter Carriers on measures needed to save the Postal Service. Horn says postponing changes doesn't mean Congress is off the hook.
We still need to take action to ensure that there are no sudden or last minute changes between now and the end of the year. We've already seen the impact that these sudden changes have had with removal of drop boxes, with removal of the sorting machines from facilities.
Horn wants Congress to allocate additional funding to the Postal Service and address the requirement instituted in 2006 for the agency to prepay 75 years of retiree health care costs. She says that's behind $100 billion in purported Postal Service debt.
The USPS is required to fund the retirement for people who haven't even been born yet. This is not something that other federal agencies or any private company has to do. That's why the Postal Service now has challenges.
Horn says mail delays affected more than 300,000 veterans a day who get prescriptions through the mail. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.